You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Nasty, Nasty Child is Lusor, digital hardcore from London, and that's the work of Matthew Gosselin.
Rather Die Than Hear That is an album from 2005, and that was put out on a label called What a Fake Records. He's got a lot of breakcore, industrial, and digital hardcore terror to his music. And he put out an album in 2009 called No Error, but other than that, I haven't heard much else from him. He also does some work in another digital hardcore project called Ecstasic, which is also currently on hiatus. Pretty much seems to be the case for a lot of Lusor projects. Haven't heard hide nor hair from him in many years, but hopefully that changes sometime soon. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. Current show is called Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. I'll be with you until 1 a.m. tonight. If you want to hear anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487. And ways you can contact this show include www.canadapostrock.ca for podcasts and playlists. And don't forget to check out citr.ca. As well, you can email me, pbone@canadapostrock.ca. So tonight on the program, we have tracks from new stuff from Bjork, old stuff from KUKL. We're going to explore the breakcore side of things with Rachel Kozak. She goes under the name Hecate. Later on, some stuff from The Field, Otto von Schirach, and much more. And if you have if more than 100 people buy this deal before noon tomorrow, you'll get half off admission to this show.
This is a machine for making clouds. Thank you.
pour faire des vaches.
Thank you.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Pervs is a track from Nympho Matriarch, a very bizarre and conceptual breakcore album from Venetian Snares and Hecate. Aaron Funk being Venetian Snares and Rachel Kozak being Hecate. The two were an item for a while, and while touring together, they recorded the sounds of them having sex with a DAT recorder, and they took the recordings and mixed and sequenced them together for this project called Nympho Matriarch. I'm sure you could hear the sounds in that previous track. That was put out on a label called Hyman Records, and it came out way back in 2003. And if you're not familiar with Kozak, she's pretty influential in the breakcore community. She's done a ton of work for influencing and advancing many female electronic artists. She even ran a label called Zark International, and it kind of focuses on aims to release a lot of music from females in electronica, and really kind of tries to foster and flourish the female electronica scene. And she was based out of Germany, but she even spent a little bit of time here in Vancouver. I do believe she went to school here for a little while. I'm not sure exactly where, possibly VFS, but I'm not sure. Anyways, she's been involved with Venetian Snares over the years, such projects as Lustmord. And lately, she's been pretty involved with the extreme black metal band called Belphegor. So before that track, you heard something from Aaron Funk himself and his Venetian Snares project. Vosh is a track from the 2006 Planet Moo release called Cavalcade of Glee and Dadaist Happy Hardcore Pom Poms. And Aaron Funk is based out of Winnipeg. And we all know the best breakcore comes from the breadbox of Canada. So Otto von Schirach is kind of all things questionable and offensive when it comes to breakcore. He's got some really heavy drilling bass and a lot of very bizarre and questionable samples. Global Speaker Fisting is his 2004 album. From it, this track is called La Sangre del Dedo Intellecto.
Wow. It's almost that time of year again. Fun Drive 2011 is coming. November 17th through the 24th, keep 101.9 on your FM dial and your eye on CITR.ca for updates on all our fantastic Fun Drive events. Mark your calendars for November 25th, because we'll be releasing details soon about our raucous Fun Drive finale party. Help keep your station at the top of its game by making a donation during Fun Drive. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or check out CITR.ca/Fun Drive for more information. That's what I want.
And Otto von Schirach with something from his Global Speaker Fisting album that came out in 2004. And one artist that has worked a lot with Otto is the local industrial legends Skinny Puppy. They've toured together, and he's also appeared on quite a few of their albums. And they have a new release called Handover, and they also even thank Otto in the liner notes. From the new Skinny Puppy album, this track is called Viruses.
Go, 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 go The forests are gone now. The cornfields dot the hillsides where once there were hickory and chestnut. There are graves on the crest of the hill. But the land remains, and the sons of the men who cleared it still plant the corn from the same old seeds. From the same old seeds. The round of the years finds them lost in old ways, in worn-out grooves. Worn-out grooves. New ideas are not easy to come by when learning passes from mouth to mouth, from father to son. From father to son. In the spring, there is mud. In the winter, there is snow. Often there isn't enough to eat. Never the right things to eat. Poor food from poor land. Kids growing up to the same years of hunger. The same years of hunger. These are good people. Proud people. These are good people. Proud people. Sons and daughters of pioneers.
From Toronto, that was Find the Others with a track called Sons and Daughters. They're a folk and electronic duo, and I do believe they're a duo at the core, but they do have a lot of guests on here doing stuff from like percussion, vibraphone, samples, and some backup vocals on the self-titled release. You can check out some more info at findtheothers.com. Before that was the local group Skinny Puppy with their new SPV Records release called Handover. The track was called Viruses. And don't forget, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. So The Field is the hyper-looping minimalist IDM group from Sweden, and they were just in town this past weekend, and they played at the Electric Owl this past Saturday. Lots of people were there, but hopefully you all made it out to the show. They just put out their third Compact Records release, and you're going to hear a track from it. This track is called Is This Power? We'll be right back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
From the new Field album called Looping State of Mind, that was a track called Is This Power? So Bjork has a pretty highly anticipated album coming out called Biophilia. It's pretty mobile and iPad friendly, apparently. Haven't been able to check out much of the online stuff yet, but hopefully I'll be able to do so tomorrow. So I got a track queued up from it from the that features the British electronic producer Matthew Herbert. And it also surprisingly features Brian Chippendale from the Prague Overdrive noise duo known as Lightning Bolt. It's actually the second time he's been on one of your albums. He appeared on the 2007 album called Volta. But this track has him drumming a little bit more like what we're used to hearing from Mr. Chippendale. From Biophilia, this is the closing track called Natura. KUKL with an album all the way from 1984, and that's Bjork's first group, and that's even before the Sugar Cubes. That was an album put out on the Crass's record label, and that's the anarcho punk group from the UK. That was something from their main album called The Eye. The track was called Assassin. So thanks for staying up and tuning in tonight to the program, and remember to check out canadapostrock.ca for podcasts and playlists. You know, in case you didn't quite catch what I said, you can, you know, check it out on your computer device. Stay tuned for more great programming here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'll be here next week, same time, same place, with some more great music. So I'm going to leave you tonight with some new Canadian stuff. Yamantaka Sonic Titan is a psych no-wave group from Eastern Canada. I do believe they're based from out of Montreal, but I think they're also based out of Toronto. I'm not quite clear which city they're exactly situated in. Anyways, they have a new release out on Psychic Handshake Records, and it's a self-titled release. You can check out some more info at the radio-friendly URL of ystlabs.com. And this track is called Hoshi Niku. So thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Good night.
Listen. Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the